It looks like a typical weekday morning at Santa Barbara Harbor. There are tourists wandering around the breakwater, fishermen preparing to go out to sea, and people getting ready to take their sailboats on day trips. But there's something attracting a crowd at a dock. It looks like a page from a history book come to life. It's a copy of a nearly 100-foot-long, 150-ton Spanish galleon. Tourists are snapping pictures of the San Salvador, which is a replica of the first European vessel to explore the California coast.
Impressive. The size is amazing.
That's pretty good. It's spectacular.
The San Salvador is the result of a decade of research, planning, and construction by the Maritime Museum of San Diego. It's in Santa Barbara now through Tuesday as a guest of the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum.
The original ship, San Salvador, was flagship of Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo on his expedition to California in 1542, which is the first time Europeans sailed in the waters of what is now the west coast of the United States, 78 years before any pilgrims looked at Cape Cod and 65 years before Jamestown. So the original ship was built in Guatemala. The ship sailing into these waters and making contact with the indigenous peoples who had lived here for thousands of years for the first time, in a way, starts the story of California.
Ray Ashley is president and CEO of the Maritime Museum of San Diego.
Her objective, her mission, was to try and figure out a route to China and back. Four expeditions previous to this had ended up having to sail around the Earth without wanting to because they could not figure out how to get back across the Pacific. So they thought that a coastwise route might exist, not knowing the lay of the coast. They imagined that you would get about here to Santa Barbara, you'd sail a few miles over the Channel Islands, you'd be in China, right? Well, that obviously wasn't the case.
Ashley says the crews were incredibly adventurous because the ship sent out to explore the world often didn't return. Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo, the Spanish explorer who led the expedition which discovered, among other things, San Diego Bay, never made it home. He was out in the Channel Islands when he fell off the vessel, developed gangrene, and died. He's buried in the islands, although there's a debate over on which island. Dr. Jim Cassidy is a researcher with the Maritime Museum of San Diego.
It's very analogous to the spacecraft and going out into the universe. These people had no idea where they were going. At least we had telescopes. The intrepidity involved by them was phenomenal.
But Cassidy is more than a researcher. He's also one of the crew members as the San Diego-based vessel sails up and down the coast on educational missions.
I see you're tying a knot here. Is this a nautical knot?
It's a bowline, yes. What we use to create loops that won't slip away from us.
What's it like sailing on this ship?
Well, it truly does take you back in time because it's unlike any other ship that you could get on today. She sails quite differently. Her architecture is a work of art, really, when you look at it. And it's amazingly a very smooth sailing ship.
The visit fits with the educational mission of the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum.
Anytime we bring a tall ship to the Santa Barbara Harbor, it's a great experience. It shows kids what the technology was 500 years ago, and this was cutting-edge technology for the day. It's great for kids especially, but for all of us, to see what it was like to sail and explore these waters 400 or 500 years ago and how difficult these people had it.
Greg Gorga is executive director of the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum.
The ship will be open for dockside tours from 10 to 4. That includes tours of the Maritime Museum. So if you haven't been to the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum, you get to see that too. Tuesday, the 23rd, you can actually sail on the ship. It's a four-hour cruise. It's a working sail, so you can help raise and lower the sails. And then if you really want an experience, for $1,542, the year that Cabrillo came through here, you can sail back with the crew to San Diego.
The Maritime Museum of San Diego's Ray Ashley talks about what he hopes people take away from a visit to the ship.
The notion that the version of American history we all learned as an east to west story, where it starts on the Atlantic seaboard and it doesn't get to California until the gold rush, that it's not that that story is wrong, but that the Pacific began to influence American history from the very beginning, and that we have a history here as old as the East Coast does, and that California is one of those places where you can say America began here.
At Santa Barbara Harbor, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.